T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Lee Sterling, he is a professional sports handicapper. He is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, and the website is ParamountSports.com, and he can be found on Twitter at Paramount Sports. And I always point out, we don't pay him to come on. He doesn't pay us to come on. We enjoy the conversation. He had a brutal week on this show last week. He was 1-7.
Whew.
That's a brutal week, yeah. But everyone's going to put up a stinker once in a while. It happens. The Dolphins had a 35-0 stinker against Buffalo.
Yeah,
35-0.
Another stinker against the Bucks.
So
That won't be.
We need a Dolphins bounce back week, we need a Lee Sterling bounce back week. Can you guarantee us a bounce back week?
No, I was afraid you were going to put up. You were going to play Rhinestone Cowboy backwards.
So, Yo, you know what? Didn't that jog things into the last time? It was like 3 years ago. He had a bad run, and we played something backwards. And I think we got everything righted. Let's just all we're gonna keep our faith in you, and you're gonna have a bounce back week.
I feel good about it. All We've only had for my service one losing week, so let's do it.
All right. How about the Hurricanes? Hurricanes tomorrow. They are getting 7.5 at UNC.
They are either going to win this game outright or they're going to get blown out. I'm hearing it was a horrible week of practice, but sometimes when you hear that happens, I'm hearing some of the veterans are a little upset with their playing time. But if you watch that Florida State-North Carolina game from last week, North Carolina looks like Miami just with a little bit better quarterback. It's scary. They only lost one guy from their defense, Chaz Surratt, who's in the NFL now, and they can't stop anyone. Their offensive line, which returned everyone, can't block anyone here. I think the only way to play this is probably Miami on the money line. We'll give it out. If I lose the game, it counts as one loss. If I win, counts as two wins, or plus 222 on the money line.
Yeah, that's fair.
Miami plus the 7.5
that's
money
fair.
Line.
If you're taking a 7.5-point dog as the money line, I will give that. That's like grading on a curve. That's like taking an AP class. So I'm in on that. Your GPA moves exponentially with something like that. How about the Dolphins? Dolphins, now we know, we learned earlier, Xavier Howard is out, Devontae Parker, they're both officially out. Dolphins are still 3-point favorites Sunday morning against Jacksonville in London.
I mean, Devontae Parker and Will Fuller, shouldn't they be listed as questionable, doubtful, or out almost every single week? It's getting absurd. I don't know how they re-sign him next year, but the Jaguars are terrible. I mean, this is their home away from home. Their last victory came opening week of 2020. It seems like they play every year at least one game in London. They've lost 20 consecutive games. This is how ludicrous it got. They had a fourth and goal against the Titans. They gave it to a guy that has trouble gaining like a quarter of a yard, let alone 1 yard, in Carlos Hyde here. I think the Dolphins bounce back. I'm going to lay the 3. Brandon Linder's out, their best lineman. The Jaguars, NFL high, 11 turnovers, league low, 1 takeaway, Dolphins 31-13.
All right. I hope you are correct. How about Crowder's Florida Gators? They are at LSU. Florida's an 11.5-point favorite.
I think LSU's in real trouble. I mean, they lost Boutte, their top receiver, last week. He's probably a top 10-15 pick in the first round next year if he heals. And they've lost 7 of the top 8 players on this team. So what did they do last week? Tried to run the ball against Kentucky. Well, somewhat successful. 35 rushes, 147 yards, and they still lost by three touchdowns. This is the thrown shoe game from last year, the revenge. Florida was a 23-point favorite in Gainesville, lost 37-34. It was a shocker. I think they're waiting for this game. This game is 11 o'clock Central Time. LSU fans will only have a drink or two in them. I like Florida big. Count right. this as a double play.
Whoa!
Florida, 41-17 over LSU.
Double play. I like Lee Sterling coming in strong, right?
Yeah.
This guy, hey, I had a bad week, and here we go. I'm going to give you some winners, and let's get through this.
Let's go.
How about UCF? FSU, FIU, FAU, they're all off this week.
Yeah.
So UCF is the only other program of note. I'm not going to do USF games anymore because what's the bother? UCF is getting 21.5 points at Cincinnati, who is unbelievably good all of a sudden.
They are. You watch their defense. Outside of Georgia, they might be the second-best defense in the country. Dylan Gabriel, though, is out now for Central Florida. You talk about talent level being down. They don't have a receiver or a running back that scares you. Their freshman quarterback, Mikey Keene, probably couldn't start for any of the top seven or eight schools in Dade County High School. This defense, they make plays on the ball here. Style points are important. How low is Central Florida sunk here? They lost to Navy 2 weeks ago. They barely beat East Carolina last week with 23 seconds left. They're on a 6-19 against the spread run. Kind of gives you an indication how far this program is sunk here, and I don't think there's anyone to feel sorry for them in South Florida if you're
not
a Miami fan.
There's really not.
No, none at all. Cincinnati big, 48-17.
Very good. Now, picks of your choice. Lee Sterling, yeah. The website is ParamountSports.com. Give it to us, Lee.
Okay. Got one tonight, college football. We're going to go with Syracuse. Watch Garrett Schrader. So this kid is not much of a passer. If you don't look at his face, he wears the same number as Trevor Lawrence. They look almost identical. I mean, their silhouette is, almost the same height. Schrader's a runner. I mean, he drops back and then just takes off. And he's pretty tough to bring down, so they have a pretty good runner. They're also with Sean Tucker. He's the real deal. I just don't see how you can lay two touchdowns with this Clemson offense. They haven't scored more than 21 points against any of the top four Division I schools that they've played. So they might win the game something like 23-17, but we'll take Syracuse plus 13 to 13.5.
Very good.
And two pro games I like. I like the Redskins plus the 6.5 against Kansas City. I think Kansas City is in a steep decline here. They have not made any good acquisitions in free agency the last couple of years. They also are not drafting well. Their defense giving up over 32 points a game. Washington inexplicably had a really good defense last year, number two in the NFL this year. I mean, they've fallen apart. I don't know why it's the same personnel, but they're one of these teams. Every year there's a team after 10 or 12 games that wins and loses. And I think after Washington lost last week, see a really good effort from them this week here. I think they win the game outright.
Wow.
Against Kansas City, plus the 6.5. And another underdog, like that week where we had all those dogs, all three of my top plays are dogs. I like Tennessee, plus 5.5. This line opened at 3, just like that game where Tampa Bay played at New England. 95-96% of the money is on Buffalo. The line keeps moving up. This might end up being close to 7, so don't bet it yet, but I still like it at 5.5. Watch the offensive coordinator for Tennessee, Todd Downing. Even, pros, they like to be challenged. They like a couple new plays. I think that's one of the problems with the Dolphins. Not only are they losing, they're not exciting. Give us some hope. Watch Todd Downing sets. He's coming up with a bunch of bunch formations, stacked wideouts. It's confused Jacksonville last week. He's coming with all these different plays here, and Tennessee can run the ball. I think Buffalo, they're not going to be able to bring their A game after last week's big win over Kansas City. Tennessee outright on Monday night here, 31-28.
There you go. Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. He likes the Miami Hurricanes money line. How about that tomorrow, folks? He likes the Dolphins laying the points on Sunday. He likes the Florida Gators laying the points. Double play. He likes Cincinnati laying 21.5 against UCF, and I would love to see that. And then he likes Syracuse getting the points, the Washington football team getting the points, and the Tennessee Titans getting the points as well. Thank you, as always, Lee.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
It's a bounce-back week. I can feel it. I can feel it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.